The Green Party candidate Adam Davis says he is in the race to offer Utahns a different perspective than what is found in candidates from the Republican and Democratic parties. He grew up in Ogden and feels like the structure of the economy is backwards.
I feel like we've done a lot of going back and forth between Republican and Democratic voices, and I don't think it's gotten us where we need to be in terms of economics and in terms of, you know, where we are socially and politically. And so I'm trying to bring something different, something new to the table, and hopefully something that can kind of break a little bit of the stranglehold of just having a political pendulum.
Davis says he does not think the existing two-party system addresses the needs of working people in the U.S. who are struggling to make ends meet.
Our economics is a mess. It's upside down. We've got the people that aren't bringing value to society. They're making all the money. And we've got people such as teachers, people that do, you know, garbage collection for a living, people that do the jobs that are actually valuable to society are getting paid the least, whereas we have CEOs, we have Wall Street making, you know, basically all the money. They're getting all the economic gains.
Davis says he wants immigration policies to be more compassionate and more humane.
Obviously, DACA has been a big part of that. We've got to see a deal on that. I think we've got to stop messing around with things like a border wall and stuff that's just not going to help the problem. And how can we make a more humane system where we don't have ICE raiding people's homes in the middle of the night and tearing families apart?
He says it's time to stop arguing about climate change.
But I'd like to see legalization of hemp for industrial uses. There's a lot of benefit to that, I think, in terms of replacing plastic. There's concrete and all kinds of different fibers that can be made with hemp that can move us down towards the path of sustainability. I think there's a lot of work to be done there as well. There's been a lot of argument over, well, you know, climate change is real. Well, no, it's not. And I really feel that it's time for us to stop arguing over what we think is and isn't happening and just take better care of our home. We all live here, and we need to take better care of it, and I think that's something that we can mostly agree on.
Davis thinks it is a long shot that he will make it through the Utah Debate Commission polls and be able to join Lee Castillo, Democratic candidate, and Republican incumbent Rob Bishop on the debate stage in October. The Debate Commission is finishing up their polling this week. They are asking respondents to select who they would vote for if voting today. Any candidate who gets 10% will be approved to participate in the debate for U.S. Congress.
And I would love to see the debate commission be more open about those voices. I think all ballot qualified candidates should be on that debate stage. I don't think there's any reason to exclude voices from that process.
Davis says for the Green Party to remain on future ballots in Utah, they must receive 2% of the popular vote in November. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.